Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, girl, hey! Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So here's the deal. I have a two-hour talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, Monday through Friday that's available live from 8 to 10 a.m. EST, and then available for download to listen to whenever you want. But it's a subscription-based radio show. Hey, running a live radio show ain't cheap, honey. I do, however, realize that some people can't or simply don't want to pay for content. So here's a little bite of what I'm all about for you to nibble on. I hope you love it. Test, 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 testing, testing, testing. Okay. Hey, girl, hey, welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor. It's my weekly podcast. So this week we have on one of my very good friends. She doesn't get to come on the show a ton, but when she does, it's so much fun. Alex Thamopoulos. I met her a while back when I was at Sirius and we were auditioning people, and she legit didn't get the job because everyone said that we were too similar. All the higher-ups were like, it's literally like Taylor times two, which I thought sounded amazing, but I don't know what was wrong with the people at Sirius that they didn't want two of me. But anyway, Alex and I are very similar. We have really similar stories. We have similar senses of humor, and Alex is just awesome. Alex acts like me but looks like my girlfriend Taylor. What a combo. She's like the best. So Alex and I have a similar story in that we were like, we identified as straight, and, you know, then we realized that maybe we had feelings for a girl or girls or whatever. So we have a very similar experience in that regard. And then also, she's just funny AF. And I think, I mean, nuts to my own horn, but I'm pretty funny too. And I just adore her. She's great, great conversationalist, super good at radio. She was like a model, and then she was a stand-up comedian, and then she's hosted some cooking shows, and she is a chef as well. And she's a part of a restaurant out in California called Great White. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. But humor is always at the base of everything that Alex does. And hey, I love her for that. So in this clip, we are talking all about Instagram and how when you check it in the morning, it can just totally friggin' ruin your entire day. I believe I had checked it that morning that we did the show. And I was like, well, never going to do that one again. But then we kind of got on this topic of, you know, trolls and clapping back. And Alex is actually really good friends with a bunch of famous people. That her and I also have that in common. We're like really good at social climbing. JK, kind of. But anyway, she's really good friends with Sophia Bush. And she talks about how Sophia Bush handles trolls and clapping back, and basically how she has to have Sophia clap back for her. It's hysterical. Take a listen. I just want to take a quick break to give a shout out to our new sponsor, Teamy. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I really, really am. I'm so excited about this. So go to teamyblends.com to check this all out. But let me just tell you about it right off the bat. So, you know, if you listen to the show religiously, you know that I've been like sick and then not sick and sick and then not sick. So I've been like forced to like be detoxing my body, which is great. But the second I got off my friggin' antibiotics, I like had the weekend of drinking debauchery. And I'm just like eating crap and I'm like drinking the booze. So now that I know how good it feels to feel good, now I'm like, okay, I gotta get this crap out of my system. So this couldn't come at a more perfect time, this partnership with Teamy Blend. So basically, I'm gonna be doing the 30-day program, and it's easy and everyone can do it. And the simple thing is, you don't have to like drastically change your life. You just have to introduce two simple things into your routine. So all you have to do is just drink your Teamy Skinny in the morning, easy peasy. I just recently started, so it's delicious. It substitutes as coffee and it gives me a ton of energy. So I'm already like here for that. And then also drinking the colon cleanse every other night. It's super easy. That's it. That's all you have to do. And just by adding this into your routine, you're going to start getting rid of the toxins that are literally holding your body back from losing weight naturally and kind of like easily. So basically your body, I don't know if you know this, but everyone has about 10 to 15 pounds of toxins in their colon, which is causing bloat. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is like the last 2 years of my life. I'm like, what is this friggin' pooch I've developed? Anyway, so I'm so excited to see this little paunch go away. I'm telling you, I'm already starting to feel like I'm getting less and less bloated. And I know it's not in my head because so many other people who have been on this detox program swear by it. And listen, some people lose weight, some people lose bloat, but at the end of the day, it's not for me. I'm not even doing it to like necessarily lose weight. I mean, I'm looking forward to that side effect, but it's about just being healthier and introducing things into your life that are just gonna like remove this junk that's been building up in your body. I mean, we're all humans, right? Who hasn't, you know, had one too many cocktails? Who hasn't had pizza, donut, ice cream, crap? And the thing is that this stuff stays stuck in your colon for years. So I'm like, cannot wait to just remove these toxins from my body and allow my body to actually lose weight naturally. So if you want to jump on this journey with me, and I highly encourage you to, just go to teamyblends.com and make sure to use my promo code, TaylorS, that's TAYLORS, for 15% off any order. Again, it is teamyblends.com, TaylorSS, as in Strecker, TAYLORS, for 15% off any order. I can't wait to be so sexy and clean. Join me on the journey. And now, guys, back to the podcast. I made the mistake of going onto Instagram this morning, and not the best way to start your day is on Instagram.
No.
Just note to self.
No. I posted about this thing that I was at last night with for Cynthia Nixon, and the level of hatred that people have,
I swear to God,
towards politicians or people running for office. Yep. I go, why do you think it's okay to talk about people,
yes,
that way?
I know. So anyway, we got to talk about morning routines. What makes your day and what fucks your day?
Okay.
Instagram in general. I mean, I had an incident over the weekend too where I was like, I saw something I was not prepared to see, and I was like, it unnerved me, and I was alone because Tay was in Philly for the day. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
Was it something that was said about you?
No. It had nothing to do with me.
Shocking.
We'll get into it. Okay. We'll get into it. But, oh, there's plenty said about me that could rile me up. Shockingly, this riled me up more, but then I was like, she looks miserable, which was, like, the best.
I
think she looks miserable because I hate her so much, or does she actually look miserable? And then TD, my girl, confirmed, oh, no, I looked at it right after you told me, and through your account, of course, so you know, nobody could see that it was me watching.
Right.
And she's like, and bitch looks miserable and weathered. And I was like, ooh. And Tay never gets down and dirty and spills tea with me. Like, never.
Can we talk about it now, or we have to wait?
We gotta wait.
Okay.
So anyway, so definitely, we have a full show today, but I'm gonna be popping out early. But a great interview with Claudia Oshry, Girl With No Job, coming up for you. And then Alex and I are just gonna be like kicking it. We got like so much to talk about.
We have so much to talk about. It's my last day in New York.
I know, and I have not hung out with you once.
No, you've been sick in bed, and I've been here for 3.5 weeks.
I've been sick for literally 5 weeks. I think I'm finally on the mend.
Well,
so
great, as soon as I leave. But I'm gonna come back.
Please.
Don't worry.
I wanna play.
All the time. We have the
Drink!
I want to drink too.
Girl,
I always want to drink.
I was like fiending on Saturday because I'm like alone. I see this thing on Instagram and I'm like, I want to drink. And I was just like, I can't because I'm on antibiotics. I'm such a good patient.
You are a good patient, but you know what? You've been sick for too long not to be.
Oh, God, I have mercy on my body.
Oh, man.
But anyway, yeah, so we have a lot to talk about. I'm sure you have a lot more. Despite the fact that I've been bedridden, I have a lot of interesting stories. Thank
God
for Instagram.
Yes.
So anyway, but yeah, so I wake up this morning and I go onto Instagram because I posted yesterday that I was going to be doing Girl With No Job. And of course, it's like, and actually, I don't know if it's this interview or the second interview I did with Claudia, but we were talking about like trolls and haters. And she said that her sister, Jackie, I think it's Jackie O Problems. Mm-hmm. She was saying how her sister said to her, you're allowed to like clap back and like respond to the haters or like have the haters like hurt your feelings. You're allowed. But for every one person legit that hates, you better respond to like the hundreds. Like it's like a 1 to 100 ratio because right. There's so much more love, yeah, that you ignore. And then you give like the squeaky wheel the oil.
Right.
And it's so ass backwards.
It is. It should be. You should be like aloof to the hate and then just so elated by the love.
Right. So sometimes people that I love will say things that I don't agree with and vice versa. Mm. And I'll respond to them. But as far as the Dem Utter Trolls go, like I'm like dust. I don't even see you.
Exactly.
You know, well, I'm sorry. It's so dark in your mom's basement. I can't find you. Ignore. I know like Kelly Ripa claps back. I know.
Right.
I know that who
Sophia,
else?
Sophia, my friend Sophia Bush.
Sophia Bush claps
she
back.
She claps back in a way. Sometimes I get stuff and I'll send it to her. I go, how do I respond? And
stop.
She'll send me back within 30 seconds. A novel. So well written. So clap back worthy. It is.
And do you do it? You clap back only when written by Sophia Bush.
I copy and paste it.
How long is it?
It's long. She is very smart. She's a lot smarter than me. And she just knows what to say. And
she's a lot smarter than everyone.
She's
for the
well
record.
Read, well educated, well researched.
Yep.
Especially when people come after me, you know, because I post political things sometimes on my Instagram.
Danger zone.
It's a danger zone.
But it's an interest to you. So keep doing what you do.
Exactly. I just care about people, and I care about people who are running with that platform that want to care about other people and.
Caring about people who care about people.
Caring about people who care about people.
Is that a Barbara Streisand song?
I think so.
It feels very much like a Barbara Streisand song.
It was written by Carole King. And,
definitely.
You know, care about people.
Oh, you're going to sing your serenade us today?
I'm going to serenade you. This is my morning routine.
So you do clap back.
I do clap back.
Only when Sophia helps.
Only, well, sometimes by myself, too.
But do you ever ignore?
Yes.
So I read this fascinating article. Actually, my producer, Katie. So this is producer Katie I.
Yes.
We call her Katie I. There's also Katie Castanello. And happy birthday to Katie Castanello.
Happy birthday. So we're going again with the singing.
Happy birthday, baby. That's from The Sopranos. That's how Tony Soprano sings happy birthday to Carmella.
I like that.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Katie Castanello. And then Katie I gets a shout out for this article. She found this article because we like... It's simmered since, thank baby Jeebus, but we were getting some serious trolldom, like I'd say 6 months ago, and it got to a point where Katie was getting pissed, you know, like she was like, I can't handle this.
I'm scared of Katie. She is small, but I'm scared of her.
Oh yeah, she will fuck a bitch up.
She will.
And also, again, intelligent, like with her words. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to use her fists, her dainty, pretty hands.
Her hands are very
She'll
nice.
Just cut you with her words.
Exactly.
So she found this article, and this article was all about, and that's a compliment, by the way. This article
nice
was
hands.
About the phases of trolldom, because we always talk about it so much, and I think it's always a conversation, like in the current social environment that we live in. Like we talk about social media and the social media dating, and of course a huge part of social media is like the ugliness of social media and like mm-hmm. the trolling and all that kind of stuff. So she found this article, and it was about the reasons why people troll, or the phases of trolling. It's like, you know, the stages of grief.
Right.
Same thing. So here are the phases of trolldom. So first they start off with, I like this. So they like find a TV show or a radio show or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, your Instagram account. Okay. I like this. Then it's, I love this. Then it's, I own this. Like, this is mine. This is my baby boo. I found this. It's special to me. Like, it's mine, which I think it's fine. You can live in that phase and still be okay. But then this is where we start to go downhill. So then there is number four, which is, I can't control this. Now, normal people, when they hit, I can't control this, are like, whatevs, ski. And they probably vacillate between like, eh, I don't like this. Oh, wait, I like this. Oh, wait, I love this. Eh, I don't like this. They like go back and forth,
right.
You know?
Or you just, like a normal person, unfollow.
Right.
I don't
right.
want to see it.
Right. If you can't control it and that upsets you, then I don't want it in my life. I'm very good at like, that's why over the weekend when I saw what I saw, it like threw me through a loop. Because I was like,
I have
made such concerted efforts in my life to block this person from my peripheral view. Definitely not my front view, you know?
In front of your face.
Yeah, right in front of my fucking nose face. Like right up in my grill, bitch. So it really threw me through a loop. But so, okay, so then there's, I can't control this, right? Mm-hmm. That's when most people tap out
right.
or they just get over it. Like for me, Real Housewives of New York, I think I was like a troll in my mind. Well, I also have a radio show. So I definitely trolled over the airwaves. That's fair. And I trolled Bethany Frankel. Mm-hmm. But then I got to a point where I was like, she came back and I was like, she's kind of funny. And like, rather than be like
her.
Like, I hate her, fuck her. I was more like, you know what? I appreciate her for what she is. I'm back to, I like this.
Right.
And then sometimes I hate her, but I go back and forth. So anyway, I like this. I love this. I own this. I can't control this. Then it's, I hate this. Also fair. You're allowed to hate. But here's the sixth step. And this is the real doozy. I want to destroy this.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you a troll versus a normal functioning human being.
Right.
Yeah. The desire to the desire to destroy or seek like revenge, like deep revenge, like life altering revenge. Those are not healthy human feelings.
No, it's a very entitled way to live.
Well, and the person who suffers the most, quite frankly, is you. I mean, trust me, I have hated people. Okay, I'm not above hating, but like, there's a person in particular that I hate the most on this on the face of this planet. And do I have fantasies about somehow destroying her life? Yes, I was actually thinking about them over the weekend, but I don't have the energy and or time to put them into action because I'm too busy living my life to be worrying about. I spit. I get very passionate and then I spit everywhere.
You are extremely riled up.
But this person always gets me the most riled up. But that's the thing is, it's like I had to cut her out of my life because she gets me so riled up and I couldn't live life being so riled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense.
Sometimes you just have to cut and run.
I'm sweaty. I have to take my sweatshirt off.
I know, right?
I'm very nervous.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm getting so intense.
I just never want to cross you ever.
We've only scratched the surface. But here's the truth of the matter is, the best revenge is living well, right?
Right.
So why? And you can't control other people. You can only control you. So if your like life's mission is to destroy something, whether it be, there's so many different ways, like you know, those moms against everything, and they like, all they do is they're like, this TV show and this, and they want to cancel and destroy and like end things and just, and that gives them a sense of power. But like, think about this. If your whole life is about negatively affecting other people and that's what makes you happy,
it's
that
crazy.
Is something crazy.
This woman wrote me the other week and said, ugh, your cleavage is out. I'm already disgusted by you. And I go, what? So of course I click on her page.
Right.
She's a mother of six, motivational
speaker.
What
a wonderful role model.
A relationship.
A motivational speaker.
Motivational speaker, okay. Relationship expert.
Of course.
And matchmaker.
Oh, duh.
And so I kind of was like, do I ignore it? Do I clap back? So I wrote her back.
So you call Sophia Bush.
I didn't call Sophia Bush.
She's got six kids. That's six different people that she can throw back in your face.
That's six different people that she's going to influence with her crazy.
It's scary. Well, this is the thing is that not all moms do this, but the type of moms that do this, like where they're like, I'm a mother. And it's like, oh, okay. Like it's to be like they win the argument. And I want to be like, that makes you lose the argument. If you're a shitbag and you're a parent, that's worse than not having kids.
Yeah, then you got to bring your shitty kids with you.
Like, I'm a shit person affecting only myself.
Exactly. And the hundreds of thousands of people that listen to you.
Thank you for saying that number.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's
accurate.
That's in my head. Yeah. Of how many people listen to this show.
True that, girl.
No, but this woman, I wrote back to her and I said, it's 100 degrees in New York right now. Actually, why am I even justifying this to you?
You said this?
Yes. I go, I don't have my cleavage out. I'm simply wearing a tank top. And she goes, it's hot here too. And modesty is always best.
Huh.
And I said, I'm sorry that I can't live up to your standard of modesty. And
yes.
Instead of writing terrible things to other women, like, why don't you just go out and like live your life?
Or like
and
help people at a homeless shelter.
Help. Exactly.
Do something positive.
Do something positive.
Every time you want to do something negative, like over the weekend, I wanted to do something negative. I wanted to write something negative to the person who posted this thing.
Right.
And I wanted to do all sorts of bad things. That's when I started being like, I'm going to figure out a way to like do this. And then I'm going to get your husband to do that. It's going to ruin your life. And then I was like, that's fucking crazy. How about I just refocus on Taylor Strecker,
Right. Live
my best life.
Take some scissor.
Yeah. Drink my scissor.
Yes.
And have the best fucking Saturday night ever
Yes. With
Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh my God, that show was amazing.
Of Elder Millennial?
Oh, God,
but I
so
watched
funny.
Her first special.
War Paint.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
But her outfit is terrible.
Terrible.
Sorry. I mean, girl, I love you. Your body is hot. This is not body shaming. You just, like, it's the worst outfit ever. Like, I mean, anything would have been better. A t-shirt, like, it's not even about, like, I'm not body shaming. I'm not slut shaming. I'm fashion shaming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this
you're that woman that wrote me on Instagram right now.
I'm actually the woman.
She actually said, I don't want to see your double D's. And
you
I go,
agree.
I...
You agree that I want to see all of Eliza's bits because she's perfect, but I just did not like the combat boots with the jeans with like the like girly see-through shirt.
Mm.
I was very distracted by
it.
And there was mesh in the back. I was confused. I was like, you're like a sorority girl on the front, but like a gay man on the back.
Right.
And then like, you're like, I don't know, like a softball playing, shit kicking lesbian on the bottom. She was confusing me.
I like that. That's where you that's where you were digging up something. I was just letting you fester for a second.
I just need a little fester room. Thank you for giving me the space to breathe.
Thank you.
Or to just speak at rapid pace.
I like it.
Okay, so what did she say back after you clapped back?
Well, she said, nobody wants to see your double D's. And I go, thank you so much for saying that I have double D's.
Thank you.
Because I'm a B on a good day.
Oh, girl.
And so at the end.
You're like, thank you, my push-up bra's working.
I said, have a great day. Thank you so much. You just boosted my confidence. And I just left it at that. And then I blocked her ass. Goodbye.
I don't delete and I don't block, but I might start.
You need to block because the blocking lets you release.
But you know what the thing is? When you block, then they just have another. I mean, it's essentially catfishing. They have another like troll fake account. And then they're just going to come back. Harder and stronger.
Most of the time, these people write from their personal accounts and they're doing the exact same thing. I own this. I want to destroy this. And then when you block them, they can't see it anymore.
Oh. So it's so out of sight, out of mind?
Exactly. It's like taking the alcohol away from an addict.
And listen, I want to say something. Like, I get hating things, guys. Like, to my haters, I get hate, you know? But from me to you, from a hater to another hater, like, wasted energy, guys.
Right.
It really is. I think this is my fault because I think I was so hateful for so long, like, bubbling underneath the surface when I was married to Wasbin, and I couldn't, like, really talk about it. So I was just, like, oozing, like, cattiness and bitchiness and just anger. And I think that I became, like, a magnet to people who also had deep-seated hate.
But now it's a new chapter in the new show.
No, and now I'm a magnet to, like, fun, like silly, lively people.
Yes.
But there's still some people who are from like the dark ages,
yes,
and they still are like, I hate all. And now that I don't hate all, I'm no longer their queen of hate.
You've been decrowned, dethroned.
I've taken the crown off myself.
You've taken your crown off.
I also want to say something. If you consider, okay, so if your friends were bred out of hate, that's not a good basis of friendship.
It's not a good basis. It's not a good
basis. All my friends and I think the same thing because we're in a hate group for you. Those are your friends. Go find real friends who know nothing about me.
Yes.
For real. Because that's like the true escape. That's the true win.
Right. My friend Beth posted something on Instagram the other day. And you know when you can send, if you see somebody's story and then you can send the story to somebody else with a comment?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, that usually gets sent to the person that posted it. You know, people don't pay attention.
Right.
And somebody wrote to her, it was her riding a bike. And somebody said, if I ever saw this bitch on the street riding her bike, I would run her over with my car.
Stop. Stop it now.
And Beth is the kindest. Oh, she's like the super nutritionist, wants to change the world through food, is the sweetest, most loving human being.
Right.
And it decimated her.
Oh, my God.
But that's what happened, too, with our favorite person, Heather McMahon.
Oh, my God. Heather McMahon. How do I say her last name?
I don't fucking... She is hilarious.
I'm obsessed with her. I want her to be my new Biffle. Not that you're being replaced.
No, that's
many
fine.
Biffles.
She's welcome in the circle.
I love her. So we chatted. She's going to be coming on the show in September, which I'm super excited about. She will be mine. Oh, yes.
Taylor,
she will be mine.
Are
we going to be?
Two of you would blow. Like, between your energies, this radio room will
just
explode.
I'm gonna say it's Heather McMahon but it's McMahan. Anyway, I follow her, I love her, I'm obsessed with her. So over the weekend, speaking of Instagram, so I just want to send that message to the haters. Anyway, I just want to send also another message to everybody. This is a PSA about Instagram. When you are down and out or trying to wake up in the morning and start like a good week on a Monday, don't check Instagram.
No.
Because I think 9 times out of 10, Instagram actually leads. You have to be in a really positive, strong frame of reference and mind to even like enter into the world that is Instagram.
You're entering the doldrums.
Like when I'm home sick on a Saturday and my girlfriend is in Philly and I'm all by myself and I'm just like miserable and sick and just like fucking like lonely, then tell Shrekka, tis not the time. To peruse on Instagram. So we'll talk about Heather in a second, but real quick. So this girl I saw on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
here it is.
So I got to unfollow a lot of shit people when I got a divorce. And it was like the best feeling in the world. Because when I was married, all I wanted to do was unfollow these people. Mm. So when I got divorced, I was allowed to unfollow these
Peace
people.
Peace out. Bye. Yeah. See you later.
Deuces, bitches. And that's to men and women.
Right.
Just for the record. Both can be bitches. So I But I still follow some people from that world, okay, who I just, like and love. And, yes, every now and then, like, I will see husband pop up in a picture. I'm unfazed by it. I'm okay. Like, I'm more so like, I hope he's okay. You know, mm-hmm. That's, like, my reaction. And even, like, even if I saw him with, like, a new girlfriend, like there's been pictures that pop up, and I'm like, I wonder if that's his new girlfriend. And I'm like, good for him. You know, like, good for him. I'm happy.
Do you guys speak at all?
We do not. We stopped speaking after I came out on the air because he said that he wanted me to stop talking about his family. And to which I said, I want to talk about your family for 5 fucking years when we were married, and I never got to. So now's my time, motherfucker. No, also, I said to him, well, people are asking me why I left you, and they're saying it's because I was gay and I left you for a woman. And I didn't leave you for a woman. I left you because of your family and the way that you handled your family. And that's my truth. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to share my truth. Nothing is defamatory about that. It's just my opinion and my point of view. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to, when people ask me a question, I'm not going to lie for your family. I've lied for them long enough and covered for them when they were being mean to me. And I used to pretend like I was talking about other people because I didn't want to, you know, like stir the pot or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Jenny McCarthy, not my favorite person in the world, but she like openly talks about like an ex horrible sister-in-law that like tortured her. And I kind of, that's like the point of entry where I love her.
Right.
Cause I love, I mean,
you
that's
common ground.
And it's such a real thing for people to experience like difficulties with, you know, your significant other's family. And I think it's something that people are scared to talk about and they have to talk about because it's like, it's cathartic to vent.
It is.
So so there's still some people that I follow from that world, right?
Yes.
And so things will pop up here and there, like people that I'm not like crazy about, but I'm like, whatever. I'm going to block the person or not follow the person. That's so silly. But over the weekend, there was one person who I do follow, and I was, it was also upsetting because I didn't know that she was close to this individual. And I don't think she's close to her. I think she's just trying to do something, but I don't want to give too much away in terms of like the relationship because I don't want to give it all away, although I'm sure all the listeners have figured out who I'm talking about because they're geniuses, and by genius, like they're CIA. Yeah, they're super spies. But there was this girl I follow posted a video of another girl. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and like tagged her in it, whatever. I didn't need her tag. I know who that bitch of face is.
Right.
And I just wasn't expecting this girl to be with this girl. So automatically I'm like, ah! You know, like, what? And I haven't looked at this person's face since I've been divorced, which has been the greatest gift that God has ever given me.
Is this somebody that's related to husband?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I see this person and, you know, what I want to do is just slide past it. So this person I follow sees that I'm not interested, right? I'm ignoring. I'm better than this. But I'm already registered to seeing it. So now I might as well go back and watch it 100 times and pause it.
Screenshot
and
it.
Think about it and then call Taylor about it. But anyway, so it really did. It like fucked my head up for a minute. But then I realized I was like, after I was able to calm down, I went back and I was like, she looks really miserable. Really miserable, really uncomfortable. Maybe just being on camera. She's not very good on camera. But she looked like tired and like weathered and sad. And that felt really good. And that's all. That's it.
That's it. That's the story. Well, I find too, you can only be hateful and mean for a certain period of time before it starts to show.
Yes.
And
ooh, yes, yes. Ugly people will eventually show they're ugly on the outside.
And I have such compassion for people. I know this is not a very popular point of view, but I have such compassion for people who live in such a hateful place because they are so miserable on the inside.
Well, you know what? I actually had to get to that place where after I escaped this human being, I was like, you know what? That's next level control issues and like next level like delusion of like self-responsibility. Something traumatic must have occurred in this person's life for them to be like she's not fighting me, she's fighting her entire story she's created.
Yes.
And I'm threatening that because I'm just like a truth teller, but like she hated me because I would not acknowledge her lies or keep her secrets because I don't even keep my fucking own,
right?
You know, and I wasn't telling the world her secrets. I was just like, yo, that, like, she was like, I'm perfect, I never do anything wrong. And I was like, well, what about this? And she's like, who told you that? And I was like, you told me that.
Right, exactly.
Like you're a mean girl. You told me a story about putting fucking brownie in a girl, your roommate's car because she dated your brother and you you didn't like her anymore because when they broke up. So you her brand new Lexus, okay? You told me the story that you bought like five brownies at Starbucks and you dropped them all through the sunroof, like in a very hot environment in the summer, and you smear all over the handles of her car. That's mean.
That's terrible.
That's a mean girl maneuver. So you can tell me that you're nice and all your when we fight, she'd be like, "Well, my friends like me." I'm like, "But do they?"
I don't know.
You're brownie that. girl. You're brownie girl. So anyway, so that's that kind of person. But yeah, you're right. You have to try to find compassion. But being surprised on Instagram with her face really threw me through a loop. But I'm
PTSD.
A little PTSD. But I'm better again. I'm good now.
Good.
I just want to take a quick break right now to talk about one of our sponsors, Kopari. I love this product so much. I'm such a convert. I've been using it now for like, I don't know, a month, and it's amazing. So I never used to really think about deodorant. I don't know if you think about deodorant on a regular basis. I just like swipe it on or spray it or whatever. And just like, you know, it was like part of my routine. No big deal. But the thing is that there are safer alternatives out there. And when you're doing something every single day, you want it to be safe on your body. And there's been a lot of studies over the years, nothing like that says 1,000%, but there's like aluminum in a lot of deodorants. And it's always been something that I've been kind of concerned about. It's always like when I shave, I don't put deodorant on immediately because I'm like scared about stuff getting to my bloodstream. I've just read stuff and it's made me nervous. Well, anyway, now I don't have to even worry about that, honey, because I'm using aluminum-free deodorant and it's changing the game. Kopari, here's the deal with it. It is coconut deodorant, aluminum-free deodorant, that doesn't suck. It's actually the opposite of suck. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with it. So instead of plugging up your sweat glands, like a lot of deodorants, Kopari's deodorant takes care of the smell without messing up your body's natural patterns. It's really good for you. And ooh, it smells so good. I'm obsessed with it. And it doesn't leave behind a sticky white residue. Guess what else I don't get? Those yellow pit stains in my white t-shirts anymore. And I love a white t-shirt, so that is a big deal for me. Also, it's gotten like so much love from editors at Cosmo. And there are thousands of five-star reviews on Kopari's website from people who are now coconut converts like moi. I'm telling you, knowing that there's a safe, clean option that works and smells amazing. I love the coconut smell. Why wouldn't you just give it a try? Plus, they offer a money-back guarantee. So there's no reason not to. I'm telling you. So say aloha to Kopari. Go to KopariBeauty.com/Taylor. That's KopariBeauty.com/TAYLOR to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 off your first order. Again, that's Kopari, KopariBeauty.com/Taylor, KopariBeauty.com/Taylor. Now, back to the show. And there you have it. Isn't she delicious and fun and great and all things wonderful? Ugh, I love my girl Alex. Follow her. At Alex T. Cooks on Instagram. And don't troll her. That would be really cool if you wouldn't. But if you do, I guess you know that Sophia Bush will be clapping back on her behalf, which is kind of cool. Which, shit, just kind of encouraged you to, like, troll her. Don't do that, okay? Be better than that. You don't want to be a troll, guys. Come on. Let's do better. Anyway, have a great one. I hope you enjoyed that as much as we enjoyed doing it. Another episode of Taste of Taylor in the Bag. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. Love you so much. And keep spreading and sharing the love. That is how you let me know that you love me, is by sharing this with your friends and family and making them listen to the podcast. So don't forget, review it, rate it, 5 stars, obviously, and share it with your friends and family. Thank you so much, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Taste of Taylor. Bye, guys. Hey, girl, hey, did you love this taste of me? Want more? Then make sure to go to taylorstrecker.com to subscribe to The Taylor Strecker Show for hours and hours of me entertaining your ass. Content with this nibble? Well, then I'll see you next Wednesday, and make sure to subscribe to The Taste of Taylor podcast and follow me on social media at Taylor Strecker.